the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, that has a rule, Lo teishmiya gedola mir'iya. The Gemara in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah there is as follows. Let's say you have the Sanhedrin and they see the new moon. So the Mishnah says two of the judges should stand up in front of the other judges and testify that they just saw the new moon, even though they all saw the new moon. So the Gemara says, why do you need such a thing? If the basin itself saw it, then they can paskin based on what they themselves saw. The Gemara says, Lo teishmiya gedola mir'iya. There's no way that hearing it secondhand from a witness should be any greater than just seeing it with your own eyes. Okay, so now if you just had that line of the Gemara, so you would think that, what's the simple understanding of the Gemara? That the whole point of Eidos is just a means for the judges to know the information. But if they know the information anyways, for example, they saw it, so then that's certainly fine. Okay, so that's what I would have said. Problem is, then, what did the Gemara Rashana answer to that question? The Gemara said, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case where they saw it at nighttime, which I guess makes sense if we're talking about seeing the new moon. But, so they saw it at nighttime, and since at nighttime, the halacha is you can't be makabel edus at nighttime, so when they saw it at nighttime, they didn't see it as dayanim taking in information, because they can't wear their judge caps at nighttime, because you can't, the basin doesn't sit at nighttime. They just saw it as a regular person, as an aide, and therefore they have to testify in front of a court. Right, and that's what our
the next day.
That's what our Gemara also said, right? That if that's what we said, if three people go in to visit the chola and it's at nighttime, and he says this person should get this, this person should get that, they can't paskin it. They themselves can't even paskin it. The next day, they would have to testify in front of another court. Fine. So that's what the Rashbam says. But, again, if the three people saw the chula during the daytime, we would invoke that rule of lo te shmiya gedola mir'iya, since they themselves saw it, so certainly they could pass in the question if they saw it at daytime. Now, the truth is, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah there says lo te shmiya gedola mir'iya. He explains sort of the pasuk shot, and then he says why. Because the pasuk says, by Kiddush HaChodesh, we're talking about over there, kazer re'e v'kadesh. The pasuk says that, referring to talking to Moshe, but meaning the basin, they should, like this you should see, meaning you should see the moon, and therefore it should be Makadisha. So it's Mashman Rashi, that Rashi thinks that Svara of Lo Teishmiya Gedola Mir'iya, that if judges see it, they can paskin, that's specifically a Svara by Kiddush HaChodesh, because there the Pasuk says, if the judges should see it, and paskin. And the Ravid...
Wait, just a sec.
Right, yeah, and
just a sec. But yeah. Then the Gemara has a habamina to apply it by Ritzicha, when they witness the guy killing. The only reason the Gemara doesn't want to say it because there, you know, and Ritzicha is different. But if not for that, we would apply by Ritzicha. So how can you tell me it's only by Kiddush HaChodesh? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah was talking about where they kill a guy.
I don't remember. I mean, that's that in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure. I don't. I mean, we should deal with it. I don't know. The Ravid also writes like this. The Ravid writes explicitly like that. It's only by Kiddush HaChodesh.
Really?
Yeah. And the Ramban, even in our sugya, yeah. I don't remember what he answered that question. He brings that as he like quotes the Shita.
Okay.
I don't remember how they answered that question.
All right.
So, this is a different question. This question I do. They ask, what do you do with our Gemara? I mean, because in our Gemara, it's clear if three people come in and see the person who's about to die, say who should get what Yerusha, they themselves will pass on that Shaila, even though there wasn't, you know, someone getting up and testifying what the Chola said. So for that, the Ramban and our Sugya answers for that Shita.
Wait, very slow. Just one second.
Our Gemara is based on Lo Te Shmiya Gedola.
Right, the Rashbam says that.
Right, the Rashbam says it.
But the question is, the Rashbam also uses the principle of Hodas Baldin Kimei Eidim
Dami. I'm not exactly sure what to do with that. I mean, I have somewhat of an idea, but I'm going to get back to the Rashbam. At the end of the day, I'm not 100% sure. But that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that it's true. Lo Te Shmiya Gedola Mir'iya only apply, again, in that shita would say only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, because there's a specific pasuk there. And normally if judges see an event, if they see a murder, if they see a sale, so they need two of them to get up and testify in front of the court.
Mm-hmm.
But in our Gemara, our Gemara does seem to say judges can pass them based on what they see. Because in our Gemara, we're talking about, the guy said, I want my field to go to this son, and I want my car to go to this person. So that has the status of a hodas baldin. And a hodas baldin in front of a court, that everyone will agree is enough for the base of the paskanon.
Like mm-hmm.
Right, it's like edus.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So those are just the two shitas. And I'll, the Rov Rishonim definitely hold, and it's passing the first in Shulchan Aruch, that we say let's go by everywhere. If the basin sees a sale alone, a murder, whatever, they can paskin based on what they saw. Again, and there's the shita of Rashi and the Ravid that seems to limit it to Kedusha Chodesh. So either way, though, I think you see a yesod that Eidos is not just meant to be a means so the judges know. Everyone agrees that there seems to be some gzeres hakasav of the way we want based in the work is to have people testifying about an event in front of the judges. Basically, everyone agrees to that because everyone agrees to if judges see an event, even though it's true if you see it during the daytime, they could paskin based on that knowledge. If they see the same event at nighttime, they couldn't paskin based on that, even though they know it to the same degree. So you see that just because the judges merely knowing it is not enough. I mean, there's a exerts a custom, they need edus, a kiyum of edus. Just when they see it during the day, that can be makayim that din of edus. And even more so, Rashi and the Ravid, you see that outside of Kiddusha Chodesh, it's always true, daytime or nighttime. It's never enough for the judges to see it. We need them to get up and stand up and testify in front of a beis din. So the question is, why should there be
edus?
Svar and Hagdar, why should there be such a yasod? Meaning, I don't know, if you read the Pesukim, the Pasuk says, the witnesses should testify to the judges, because I would have said, because we're talking about a case where the judges didn't see it, so you need witnesses. But if the judges saw it, then you don't need witnesses. So mm-hmm. why would Chazal assume that, no, there's a gzeres hakasav, you need edus.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these are partially just giving, you know, a svara or somewhat of a hagdar to the gzeres hakasav. At the end of the day, to some degree, it's a gzeres hakasav. So I saw the Chazon Ish gives an interesting svara. He says that really ideally, again, we specifically want people to stand up and testify in front of judges. Why is that? It sounds like he says because he thinks that will, it's an extra measure to ensure everything is truthful. Why? Because for someone to kind of testify in front of someone else and subject themselves to someone else cross-examining them and possibly, you know, proving their line and being embarrassed in front of other people, so that will ensure that they're telling the truth. As opposed to if, let's say, if we would have allowed three people to see something and then paskin based on that, since there isn't anyone else sort of overseeing them,
mm-hmm.
there's more of a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's true, though, but so then you just threw out the whole sfara of lo teshmi gadol mireiya. So again, so if you learn like Rashi and Ravid, it's nice, because in Echanami, the truth there is no sfara, it's a gzeres hakasav like a kiddusha chodesh.
I guess there you don't really need a mitzvah to learn.
Okay, I hear, that's interesting, I think of that, but I hear. But so, the way the Chazon Ish seems to say it is that basically, in a Chanami, you could have imagined, I mean, even the way we paskin, that we do use a svar of Lotei Shmi Gadol Miriya, it's not so pashut. And I'm using my own words here a little bit, it's more of a svar of Chuchot Chlula, that it's like almost ridiculous, even though logically, the way I just explained to you, there is a reason to say that we require, you know, even if I saw it, I can't pass, and I need someone else to testify in front of me about it. Even though there is a svar to that, but if we would really have that, it's almost like a chuchot tzula, a normal person would find that ridiculous, that even though the judge saw it, he needs someone else to stand up and tell him what he just saw. So the svar of Lotei Shmi Gloria is like, it's ridiculous that someone who saw it can't paskin, even though, but he could if someone else would tell him what he saw. That's what I think the Chazon Ish is saying. Okay, so that's what the Chazon Ish says. Yeah, one more time?
Just seems surprising then. According to the opinion that basically we need Adam to mitigate or to act as a check, so to speak, of any other...
Right.
As you put it.
Right.
I mean, according to that idea, that Dayan can't sit and can't hear the testimony at all.
Which one?
I'm sorry, because... Well, let's say he saw something. He's already biased. Or he has his perspective. If he's already...
Yeah, so
I just don't see what the point is of saying, as long as somebody else comes to testify.
So I think
that's
that makes
the Habami is like that, but for capital A.
No,
so
that's the Gemara.
Right. The Gemara says it by right.
He already has knowledge. He wouldn't want
he's biased.
But
he's right. That's special din by Misa. Right.
So I think what the Chazon is say is that, right, to some degree, it's just, in principle, it's a little bit of a low plug. When we make a rule, we always require Edom. And for that reason, because we want Edom to be able to testify in front of someone else. And then...
But why allow the judge that saw it to sit as
well, what's going to possible? If we only find that by Misa.
Just
that's the idea. He's an aide.
Right, I guess. I mean, this doesn't hurt. Meaning,
he didn't get a shame aid. That's the idea.
Right. The way the Rashbam says, you have to have kavana. You need to
kavana
to be an aide.
He didn't get a shame aid. That's right. A shayla nishoni. When does the shame aid call on him?
So he doesn't have a shame. So that makes it. But what about?
I mean, I think either way, we're just assuming that. I think you just have to assume. We assume it won't bias him. Or it won't bias him enough. I mean, no matter what, that's your question. No matter what, I mean, no matter what I said, you have a question because that is the din. Meaning,
no, it's a question of how sensitive we are. So right. By nefashos, we're very sensitive. So your bias issue does come up, mm-hmm. But by other areas, that
right.
Bias we can, over, you know, so to speak,
yeah.
Suppress it. You know,
right.
So fun.
Fine. I'll skip. I saw someone quote a second. Possibly, but I'll just say something that me and Rafi were thinking. Again, you can tell me if you hear it or not. So, if you look at the Rashbam has a lot of interesting lashon. If you look at the last Rashbam on the page, he says, "Lo shanu hadim ratzu osin din elik shenichnu levakar zechol abiyom." The only time they can themselves pass is if they heard him say during the daytime. The cave in the shaman pia chola, since they heard it from the chola's mouth, hare huad bifneim. It was huad bifneim. Right? It was, right? It's interesting. Lush. I mean, it was testified in front of them. What do you mean? It wasn't testified in front of them. They just saw what happened.
Well, this is like a, I mean, it's a type of a testimony.
Because of Hodas Baldin.
Well, I don't even doubt that phrase, but he's making a statement over here. This wasn't haphazard. He's making his last will and testament. So it's a.
I hear it's interesting. I think though, I didn't see all these. I didn't look everything and said. I think there are lashonos that were shown even by the moon. I think even the Rashbam says that somewhere. Did the Rashbam say that somewhere? That even by the Kiddush HaChodesh, he said when they saw the new moon, Hare Huad Bifneim. They might not be in the Rashbam. There definitely are rishonim that have a lashon like that, but. Fine. Okay. I mean, whatever. I hear. I'm not gonna like. I don't think you can prove anything from these lashonos. And just the contention that
so
Horace Baum
keeps
calling.
So what do you want
to
say?
We want to say as far like this. Tell me if you hear or not. Is that basically we don't want Dayanim just to paskin on like theoretical knowledge. It seems almost like the Chazal understood the Gzeiras HaKasuv that when the Basin paskins a case, whatever the case is, they almost need to see the case and the event in front of them. And the goal of Edom is not so much to just let them know the information, but it's almost like to recreate the event and put the event in the basin, in the court. And so they almost have the halva, the mecher, the ritzicha in front of them, and they so to speak are like paskening on that ritzicha. And the svar of Lotesh Migla Re'iya is that if we use Edom to, so to speak, recreate the event in front of the eyes of Dayanim. So certainly if they have the real event in front of them. But that's why if they simply saw it at nighttime, that wouldn't be good enough. Because true, they saw it at nighttime, and now the next morning they have the knowledge, and they have the record. But knowledge isn't enough. It almost has to be that we need to, again, like, recreate the event in front of the basin. And since the basin can't sit at nighttime, so the fact that they saw them at nighttime doesn't help at all. Something like that. And that's the Rashbam's lashon is that when they saw the event, that gufa's huad bifneim, that's being makayim din of Edus, because the whole point of Edus is to, again, recreate the event, so to speak, And so
the Rashbam has eight as Belila, so it's not such a...
Wait, where
right
is the Rashbam?
On Amud Beis. On Amud next Beis.
On all Yishon Mechalik.
Right, so I want to leave...
I know, but based on what you're saying...
Okay, so let me just... I have an answer, but...
Isn't the issue really about when is Hashem dying? Can he get Hashem dying Belila? Since he said you get an aid, he can have aid Belila, he can't be a dying Belila.
Right.
He's not, he can't start at Belila, so isn't that where the issue is? Not, I don't know, a theoretical event, but he's not a dying.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, but the question is, though, why? I would have. I'm trying to explain, though. I agree, he's not a dying at night. But the next morning he wakes up, he is a dying. And he has the knowledge with the same certainty in his brain.
Right.
So I'm just pointing out.
We were talking about before that Yediyah is not.
Right. So I'm just. That's what I'm just trying to explain. Why isn't Yediyah enough? So I was just trying to give a getter to it. The reason why Yediyah is not enough is that the point of. That's all I was trying to explain. That the point of Eidus is not to relay information because information is not enough. It's more of a din of recreating the event. That the event needs to be in the basin for the basin to pass along. Okay. That's all. That's all I was. That's all I was trying to.
So if Adam see it at night,
so they can testify the next morning.
They can't. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because then and then when they testify the next morning again, the way I just said is that they're now sort of recreating the event in front of the eyes of the dying for the dying to pass.
So why is it then that if the dying saw it at night?
So the answer is that. Good question. So at nighttime is meaningless because you can't be a dying at night. And the next day, I guess the dying himself can't. There's no halachic way for the dying to sort of like project the event out in front of him.
Well,
to Paskin on.
Well, if he had seen it during the day, couldn't he project?
So that, but no, but that's because the event itself is there. Meaning he. Right, I mean, we need the event in front of the dying when he passes.
Like registered as part.
So it's not just that you have to see it during the day; he had to actually have been sitting in the basement.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
it
what
literally
he said.
Right there.
So it's interesting. So it's true. I mean, so the Rashbam does say, once you see it, you could pass it later the next day. But according to my explanations, I would have to say is that it's just like, I mean, every case can take a few days. So when they saw it, that was already the beginning of the din. They now saw
it's been
it.
The registered
case,
in the
right, the
court,
case began, and now we'll continue the discussions later. Even right, exactly.
But it has
so
to
they don't
all
have
three of them sitting there.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Fine. Okay.
Okay.
No.
What do you say?
Okay. So, question is, what is the source of this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? That the witness cannot be the judge. So, the Rashbam holds. Tosfos argues under this. Rashbam holds that not only is it true that someone who actually testifies can no longer judge that case, but even if someone saw the event and at that time had kavana to witness it and to be an aid and to later testify about it, even if he later doesn't testify and it turns out we don't need him because we have other aidim, still he can't be a judge. Once he got a shame aid, so an aid cannot be a dayan. So Rashbam says, where is that from? It's from Chazal Dorish, the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Va'amdu shnei ha'anashim, the men should stand up, this is referring to the Edom, Beinu Kas Medaber, lifnei Hashem, in front of the judges, ha'in lifnei ha'dayanim. So we need the judges to testify in front of, we need the Edom to testify in front of the judges. So again, I'm adding a few words here. You see that sort of there are two distinct roles and people, and therefore an aide cannot be a judge. Okay, that's what the Rashbam says. Tosis argues on the Rashbam, and Tosis says that no. If someone merely had kavanah at the time to be an aide, but ended up never testifying, he could judge the case if there are other aidim. Why is that? So first of all, Tosfos...
So, I mean, that... Tosfos clearly holds the shame aids kal when you give aides.
That's only one point, yeah. Right.
Clear, but in a few places.
Right, well, I mean...
I mean, in a bunch of places...
You know, I agree. I think there are just other reasons why he also argues, but that is one reason. So the first reason Tosfos says... Tosfos has a different source than the Rashbam. So if you have a different source, then that din just won't follow no matter what. So it's not because we learned from a pasuk, it's because there's a din that kol edus shiato yichol azima is not edus. Meaning what? The halacha is, if two people testify, And then two other witnesses say, you're lying, not are you lying because that event didn't take place, but you weren't even there. I mean, two people said there was a murder in San Diego, and then two other witnesses says you were with us in New York on that day at that time, therefore you couldn't have witnessed that. So then we do kashrizam, they get what they were trying to do to the defendant. Fine. So we Adis is only kasher if it's possible to be mazim those Adim. So Tos says, if I am the judge on the same case that I was the witness, so I won't be willing to accept other Adim to be mazim my own testimony to get me killed or owe money. So therefore, it's Adis.
It's like no gear, Bedala.
That's what I was saying.
It's not a matter of.
It's not just bias. Here it's going to affect me. It's going to affect him directly.
Meaning, what do I want to have going on
about? You were talking about a very subtle case. This is a very concrete, explicit.
They're a third party.
Right.
Let me say the case over here again. I mean, we want to. Well, Tosa saying, why can't it be that I, me and two of my friends saw murder, so two of us should testify in front of the, whatever, a basin saw murder, say 23 people, two of us should stand up in front of the other Dayanan, say we saw the murder, and then we'll all get back together and pass in the case. So why is that no good? Because when I testify, that's not good, Adis. Why not? Because Adis Shia Tayachal Azim. It's Adis that won't come to be contradicted. Why? Because since I'm the judge in the case, I won't be willing to accept other Adim to contradict my own testimony. Fine. Right? Okay, that makes sense? Fine. Yeah. That's what the test says.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So, Tosas and Baba Kama rejects this reason. He says, why is that? He says, it can't be that that is correct. Why? Because if that'd be correct, then we shouldn't allow witnesses to testify who are relatives of the judge. Because there too, the judge will not be willing to accept mazimim, to be mazim, his own relatives. Mm-hmm. And Tosas is clearly assuming that witnesses can be related to the judge. Okay. So Tosas says, therefore, this reason of Tosas is incorrect. But still, it's a good point Tosas has. So Tosas there says, no, because even though I wouldn't be willing to accept Adim to be mazim in my own testimony, but who says the same court has to accept that new set of witnesses to contradict the first set? The halacha is very clear in Gemara's that another court could do that. Meaning what? If let's say two Adim know that I lied, so they don't have to come to the same court where I was a judge. They go to another court. They say, hey, Mr. Judge, I know in that court over there, these two people just lied. Let me testify that they lied, and that new court will, you know, punish me. So just like that's the explanation of why relatives of the judges can testify, because mazim could go to another court to testify to be mazim them. That can't be the reason why the witnesses themselves can't be the judge, because you could always go to another court. So what does this host do with that to his objections? So first of all, again, I'm pretty sure the Ramban and Arsuya, but there's certainly Arishon who answered Tos' question with Enachanami. Tos, you're right. We don't allow people to be the witnesses and the judges because it won't come to Hazama. And for that same reason, we don't allow relatives of the judges to be witnesses. I mean, Tosas was just assuming that the witnesses could be relatives of the judge. There's no first Gemara that says
who
otherwise.
Said that assumption.
But who, right, who says right? Maybe they're also possible. And what about Tosas' other point, though? But he is right. The second set could go to another court to be mazim the first witnesses. So I don't remember who I saw that Achronim explain that. Apparently, see that Artos holds that there are sort of two aspects of the requirement that Eidah should be Yachal Azim. One is, so to speak, we want Eidah to be scared and say, you know, you better be telling the truth, because if you're lying, you know, you're going to be punished with what you're trying to do. We want that sort of hanging over their heads. So for that, Tosin Baba Kama is right. It's enough for another basin to do that. As long as they know some basin can punish me, I'm going to make sure I'm telling the truth. But it seems like this Tosas assumes that there is a requirement for the Dayanim of this case to do it. Because, so to speak, if the Dayanim of this case couldn't do it, that's sort of a deficiency in this basin. I mean, if this basin can't ensure the truth of these witnesses, that's a chisaron in this basin. So therefore, it's not enough that, you know, some other basin could help. We need these dayanim to be kasher dayanim for this case. Right? Meaning, just sort of like a mashal, what if there weren't any other judges in the world? I mean, so therefore, this assumes that these dayanim themselves have to be able to, again, ensure that the testimony is truthful. This thing, what I want to do next. So let's say something just very, something I just thought was very, we have so much more time just to stay on this point. So I thought it was very nice, but I saw some, I think the Kilos Yaakov might say this. So if you look at Tosafot, it's very interesting, his Lashon. He says that, what's the problem? I'm just going to read to you that answer. What's the reason that Pirish, Hatam de'ein eid nasadayin havi, mishum havi eidos shiato yochel azim, why? Dekevan shehein atzvan eidim v'dayanim, since they themselves are the judges and the witnesses, lo yukablu hazama al-atzman. They won't accept hazama on themselves to contradict themselves. Fine. So it's an interesting lashon. I mean, lo yakablu hazama al-atzman. It sounds a little bit like they won't be willing to do it because, like, they're not going to want to get themselves in trouble. But lachor is much, much more problematic than that. It's not that they won't want to do it. They're puzzled. You can't. When you're the baal din, if you're the not the witness, but the whatever, the defendant or litigant, you can't be the judge in your own case. So Tosafot should have said there'll be psulim to be makabel mazimim on their own testimony, because if they're accepting people to say that they're liars, then they're the baal din.
They're the baal din.
All right, was that clear? I mean, Tosa sounds like loyakabu. They like won't be willing to. They won't want to. So some guys asked Rav Schefter actually this in Kol Seder. So Rav Schefter's like, yeah, like he just felt like it wasn't written well. But obviously that's what Tosa meant. Tosa meant that they're psulim, not that they won't want it, but they're psulim. There's a parallel Tosa in Sanhedrin. There Tosa writes even more. He says, the same reason he says, "Mshum shehem lo yirtzu lakabel es hazama." They won't want to. So again, so you could there also say somehow whatever. It's like labda doesn't mean that, but there it's a little harder because they're like there is like really the wrong word at all. Here you could say lo yikabel means they won't, meaning because they're not able to. But there it says lo yirtzu, they won't want to. So the Lav Achronim asks this question. So I saw two answers in the Achronim. One answer is that Tosas there specifically used that Lashon by Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. That if two witnesses would come and say they saw the new moon, and so they themselves can't be the judges on that case because they won't want to accept the Hazama. Why is it merely they won't want, but they want to sue? Because I think there's also Machlokes HaKohanim, but if someone turns out to be lying by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no punishment because there's no hazama.
Really Eidos.
What?
It's not really
right. Okay. Whatever. So there, since it wouldn't practically affect them, I mean, it might be embarrassing. It turned out that everyone sees they're liars, but they're not going to be punished anyway. They're not going to lose any money. So there, you wouldn't have a din of a baal din, and really, they could have accepted their own hazama in theory, but they just won't want to because
the hazama going to be there anyway.
Well, it will, I mean, you're saying because it won't affect Kiddush, meaning because we won't change what day of the month it is, you're saying?
Right, but besides that, what were you going to do then?
Like, right, then we won't do anything to them.
I mean, what was it? Like Ben Grusha.
No, they won't come out. I don't remember, I have to look at it, but I don't remember. But so I think that's not the pressure if you look at that Tosafot, he's not talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, but so I think as the Kilos Yaakov said, that, no, it fits in with Tosafot Shita. Because as we said, really in terms of like getting the Eidim in trouble, we could go to another court. We could go to another court to punish them. But this Tosafot assumes that this court needs to do it. Not in terms of giving them a punishment, because another court can do that. But in terms of just, they need to be able to ensure that this testimony is true. So they need to be able to accept other edim to contradict the testimony. Not in terms of punishing the edim that lied, just to ensure that the testimony of this case is correct, is true. So in terms of that aspect, in terms of to accept mazimim, to punish those themselves, they couldn't accept edim in terms of that to punish themselves because they're about in. But they could accept edim simply to, you know, disprove the original edus in order to, you know, cancel the original case. Right? And,
I can split that apart.
We
are not qualified
to join this election. Meaning, I
can accept we would say, only to knock out the original edus, but not.
I mean, there's exeris akasav that we believe the second edim. So even Mitzad, without the issue of punishing the first, that's one issue is we punish them because they're lying.
The second edim aren't talking about the case. It's just Mimea. They're really talking about, they're giving edus on the person.
Okay.
That's the Sod in Azama. It's edus
on the
Gavra.
I mean, it's both.
No, it's not. It's only about the Gavra. That's why they're Neman. Mimela, if the first guy's a Pleiadus, their edus is but, then the whole thing falls apart. But the second guys aren't saying edus.
I'm not sure. I just don't know. You could say that. You could say they're both.
Rabban and Chumash says that. To explain why there should be Nem on B'chal. It's like saying the Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But, I mean, it does affect this case also.
Yes, but they're not saying edus. So that's not how you can split it. Because you're trying to say they're saying edus about this, but not about that. No, their whole edus is only on the guy. Mimela, their edus is bottle, so the case is bottle.
I hear. Again, you could reject the earlier thing I said, but this whole toast seems to be assuming that it is related to the original case because he thinks that we need the same basin to accept the Hazama. That's the way you're saying it's harder to understand Tosos. I mean, Tosos and Baba Kama is much easier. Because if this is an unrelated issue, meaning the issue of Hazama is just, you know, nothing to do with the original case.
It's
just
always has to be Eidus Shata Yochel and Zima.
Right, so this toast seems to assume that we need this. But this still seems to assume we need this basin to be able to do that. So I'm just saying, the way you're saying it, it's harder to understand that, because why do you need this basin to do it? Let some other basin do it.
Why should it? Maybe you have to say, it's a din in a basin. To be a basin, you need to be able to handle the whole case.
Okay,
the whole Seder Advarim, which includes doing
right, so I'm saying, so to some degree, it is related to the...
But that's not totally in whether the Mazimim are giving edus on the case. It's not related.
Okay, I think, again, you definitely could say that. You could also say they're two dinim. Okay, I hear this is what the Bishop Akron wanted to say. They're two.
You have to show that they're giving things about the case. I mean,
it does directly affect the case. We now completely acquit the guy.
There's fallout from it, yeah, but the edus that I have.
Okay,
you admit that Rishonim are saying, like, are there any Rishonim saying not like that? Rabban says a plea, like how the whole Hazama works. How could it be? And that's what he comes on to, that you're being made on the person.
I hear. I mean, again, I'm not only saying, I mean, we also write.
If it's that is a chiddush,
right? I mean, so make sure I'm saying
passing chiddush. The chiddush is that you accept them because you view it as the edus on the gavra.
Okay, I hear. It could be, but I'm okay. I hear. I don't know. I'm fresh, not like that, but fine. Okay, that's what they want to say.
It doesn't help. Wait, so what are they saying? What's their answer?
Their answer is that there are two aspects to Hazama. One is, punishing the Edom. So that, obviously, you can't accept the Mazimim on yourself. There's another issue. The Mazimim also just, we accept them to knock out the original case. And that's what this host holds, that the same Bastin needs to accept the Hazama in terms of this case. That's why it has to be in this Bastin, because the issue is verifying the Edom of this case. So on that, in theory, they could they're kosher to accept that edus. I mean, not to punish themselves, but merely, let's say the first name said there's a loan, but merely to throw out the original edus to say that the loba doesn't owe money. So on that, really, they're kosher to accept, but they just don't want to. They won't want to. I think the Kils Yaakov says. I'll look up. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure the Kils. I don't know. I think the Kils Yaakov says. I'll find it for you. Okay. All right. Okay.